TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
This podcast doesn't represent the stand-up of Tim Babb, but you know what does? Seeing Tim Babb live!
Live!
As opposed to what? Shut up! The next time you can see Tim Babb live is Thursday, January 28th at the John Lovitz Comedy Club in Universal City, California, where he'll be headlining. Email him at tim@tancast.com to get on his free guest list. To find out more future shows, go to tancast.com/tim and click on Tim's Comedy Calendar. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
TanCast.
I'm recording, motherfucker.
You're recording? Crazy.
I'm recording now.
Is everybody sure that everybody's recording?
I'm positive. I see little lines going up and down. It's saying Tim's a fucking faggot.
Really? Is it saying Tim's
right
a fucking faggot
amazing.
Who didn't record last week? No, it couldn't be saying that.
No, couldn't be saying that.
All right.
I'm going to see Book of Eli today, in case you're wondering.
You're going to see what?
Book of Eli?
See, that was mumbling. That was pure mumbling.
That was.
No,
I could not hear shit.
What?
I've even turned up the volume and I couldn't hear you, fag.
I'm going to see Book of Eli.
I think you are going deaf, Tim.
No, I'm not.
I think you are.
Two of us. One of you.
Even with four sets of ears, we couldn't hear what the fuck you were saying.
No, Andy said you're going deaf, Tim.
No.
He didn't say he couldn't hear what I said.
Yes, I said that I heard the same thing as Tim, that you're mumbling.
Oh. I thought you were on my side. Well, fuck you.
No, I'm on Tim's side.
Now who needs his hearing checked?
You do.
No one does. Welcome to TanCast.
Motherfuckers.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah. I'm going to see Book of Eli.
And next week, Noah will be back to review Book of Eli, but you'll have to turn your volume way up to hear him.
Well, the beginning was... And then I liked it. And there was people.
Towards the middle.
We two done.
Should we get some tan laughs out of the way? Tan laughs. It's time for tan laughs. Time for tan laughs. Will you come on the show? Before Noah starts to cry.
These guys are mean to me.
I'll tell you about it later, but I have a story to tell about that.
Okay.
Not about Noah crying, but just about us and being mean to each other.
It's constant. Constant.
All right, shall I go first?
Sure.
Yes, you shall. All
right, this one is from Jason, and here it comes. A group of girlfriends is on vacation when they see a 5-story hotel with a sign that reads, "For women only." Since they are without their boyfriends and husbands, they decide to go in. The bouncer, a very attractive guy, explains how it works. We have 5 floors. Go up floor by floor, and once you find what you're looking for, you can stay there. It's easy to decide, since each floor has a sign telling you what's inside. So they start going up, and the first floor has a sign that reads, "All the men on this floor are short and plain." The friends laugh, and without hesitation, move on to the next floor. Whores. The sign on the second floor reads, "All the men here are short and handsome." Still, this isn't good enough, so the friends continue on up. Again, fuck these whores. They reach the third floor and the sign reads, "All the men here are tall and plain." They still want to do better, and so, knowing there are still 2 floors left, they continue on up. The fourth floor, the sign is perfect. "All the men here are tall and handsome." The women get all excited and are going in when they realize there is still 1 floor left. Wondering what they are missing, they head up to the 5th floor. They find a sign that reads, "There are no men here. This floor was built only to prove that there is no way to please a woman."
Nice.
Nailed it.
Oh, you women.
Where's the floor full of tall, plump guys?
I guess you're plain.
Yeah, I'm like a jumbo jet. That's how plain I am.
Nice.
Thank you. See, because that was also a fat reference.
Should I go?
Sure. No, you go. I'll go last this time.
All right. A guy calls the law office and says, I want to talk to my lawyer. The receptionist replies, "I'm sorry, but he died last week." The next day, he phones again and asks the same question. The receptionist replies, "I told you yesterday, he died last week." The next day, the guy calls again and asks to speak to his lawyer. But this time, the receptionist is getting a little annoyed and says, "I keep telling you, your lawyer died last week. Why do you keep calling?" The guy says, "Because I just love hearing it."
I actually didn't see that one coming.
Funny. No, me either.
Silly.
All right, Andy. Well, I dug back into the vault, and I picked one out that Alyssa sent in. And I'm not sure if we've actually done the... This was sent just to me, but I'm not sure if she sent them to one of you guys later, because I didn't do it, because she sent this to me in June. But you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to get right into it. What's the difference between a grandma and a baby?
I don't know.
Yeah, what?
Grandma doesn't die when you fuck her in the ass.
Oh. Neither do babies if you do it right.
Noah, there is no way a baby could survive your big man meat. I don't care what baby it is. That baby's going down.
Noah would double the volume of the baby.
No, I would not. That is disgusting. Disgusting.
It'd be like one of those little squeeze toys that you squeeze it and like the eyes bug out and the ears get all huge.
Oh, we're horrible.
Mama. We are. And I love the fact that Alyssa sent this next joke and that our listener Mike tweeted this joke to me last night. Well, a variant on it.
All right.
What's better than putting a baby in a blender?
What's that?
Putting it in feet first so you can watch its expression.
Oh.
What does a baby do when in the microwave?
Die.
I don't know. I was too busy masturbating. And this one's a classic. I'm pretty sure we've done this before. What's black and blue and afraid of sex?
A baby.
The 12-year-old locked in my trunk.
Yes, we have done that before.
Yep.
Except it was black and blue and only knows the and only says no or something like that.
No.
Yeah, so that was the last one's a, I think, from Celebrity Jeopardy. Three men walk into a bar. One orders a beer, another orders a shot, the last one orders a whiskey. I don't know how the rest of the joke goes, but your mom's a whore.
Yes, I do remember that. That's a good one.
All right, so I'm all done.
All right.
No, we haven't been in a while, Tim.
Where's that?
Red Robin.
Didn't we just go to Red Robin?
Sonic?
No, didn't we go to Red Robin? Who'd I go to Red Robin? No, no, I went with Goatee Man.
You piece of shit.
I can hear my kid out in the living room. My wife, he's got a bunch
of
trucks.
Fucking the cats.
Yes, fucking the cats. No, he got a bunch of trucks for Christmas. I almost said for Halloween. I don't know how I get those celebrations confused.
They're very similar.
Yeah. You dress up, you get eat a lot of candy, punch 12-year-olds in the head.
Punch.
So I keep taking the trucks and, like, I just made up funny truck noises to like run the trucks around, and it always makes him giggle. So I'm like, nom, 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 nom. And my wife is trying to make some other truck noise that's completely different. Somehow my son decided that my truck noise wasn't his truck noise, and my wife's truck noise wasn't his truck noise. And he must be playing with him right now, because I can hear him out there going bruh, 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 which is apparently the truck noise that he made up for himself.
He liked it better.
And he's now come to visit me.
He wanted to say hi to the TNCast audience.
Oh, are you going to say hi?
Fuck you, Dad.
No, you can't grab the microphone.
Well, is he giving you that stare?
No, he's smiling for me.
Is he looking into your soul?
Nope, because he loves me, and he hates black people. That's why he stares at you, Noah.
All I was going to say about Red Robin is they have a peppercorn burger that looks delicious. That's all.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There you go.
Someone mentioned it on a podcast, and I was like, oh, I haven't been to Red Robin in quite a while.
Did we mention Red Robin last week?
I think so.
Did we?
Yes, yeah. I believe so.
Mm, we might have. But you didn't mention a specific food item, I don't think, that I had heard of.
Let me consult my notes.
You don't take notes.
I do.
Actually, he did. Do you not recall?
He took notes?
I took notes last week. I took notes the week before. I guess I am the TANcast secretary. It must have been in the...
Nerd.
Andy, can you read back the minutes, please?
it must have been in the honorable mention section.
Yes.
Because it wasn't anybody's first choice. Nope. Or, you know, high five.
High five,
okay.
I saw Bruno. Yes, I saw Bruno.
I have not seen Bruno. I want to see Bruno.
I didn't think it was as funny as Borat was. I'm amazed, like, how does he get these people to agree to these things?
Being on TV is a powerful motivator. especially for the weak-minded.
But look, it just blows my mind. Like, if I was a famous person, I don't think I would go to someone's house. I don't even know who you are. I never heard of you before.
He's very persuasive.
I guess so. I guess so. It just amazes me.
Never seen either movie, so I can't really comment.
Borat's very funny.
You probably never will.
I might someday.
Oh, you never will.
All right. Apparently, I never will.
Yeah, told you.
Way to go, Noah. That's one for Noah. Did you just give your kid the Heimlich?
No. I held a truck in front of his face, and he likes that.
And by truck, he means penis.
Yes. By truck, I mean penis.
Yeah. So, how was everyone's 10 week?
Mine was good. A little crazy.
Didn't you have a comedy show last night?
I sure enough did.
Was that the one in Dublin?
Yep. Where 50% of the proceeds went to the Haiti Relief Foundation.
Huh?
Or something like that. I don't remember what it's called, but it's something about Haiti and helping. So there's this one gal who, I've done this show at Dublin a couple times, and this one lady bought, I think she's a comic. I've never actually seen her comedy-ize, but mm-hmm. She told me she's a comic, and I believe her.
You're too trusting.
She bought my CD, and I warned her, I'm like, okay, it's nothing like my act, and we swear a lot. And for some reason, she decided to put it on during a family road trip with her three daughters in the car. And, and it goes straight into the Superman rape, debate. And she's trying to shut it off quickly. And meanwhile, the daughters are in the back like,
I guess she told you about this at a later date.
Yes, she did.
And did she have an explanation of why she put it on, even though you warned her?
She was like, based on my act, she assumed that like something offensive couldn't be that offensive. Apparently, it was. It's like, oh, he's just, being polite. Nope, he's not.
Oh dear.
Oh my. Oh God.
I think that made my whole month.
Why would Superman do that?
Then there's another comedian there named Brendan Lynch, who we were in the San Francisco comedy competition together, and he was listening to it, and he's like, I was listening to one of the, not the CD, but the actual, he was listening to Tancast. He's like, I was listening to one of the episodes, and it sounded like, I can't remember which one of them, but it sounded like they were both ganging up on you, and like it was going to be the last episode. I was like, well, everybody takes a turn.
Yep.
Normally it's Andy's turn.
Yep. That week you were Andy.
I'm never recording with you again.
That just struck me as funny. He's like, I thought it was done. I thought this was going to be it. I was surprised I was hearing it.
Is this the end? Did they put it out anyways?
Made me laugh. That was what I was thinking about earlier when I was talking about us picking on each other.
Nice. I went out drinking with some coworkers on Friday. It was fun. I got a little drunk. So the reason we were going out drinking is because one girl, she worked there a while ago, left to go overseas, and then came back and was working temporarily, and now she's, her services ended, so we were celebrating. And so we're doing a toast, and I was like, hooray for unemployment! She did not find that funny, though.
Amazing. That is crazy.
Why do you mock my sadness?
Isn't that what we're here to celebrate? You don't have a job anymore, right? Silly. And then some older white lady walked in, and I told one of the girls, I'm like, hey, see that girl out there? That lady right there? That's my mom. And so she started waving at the lady, and the lady just kind of looked at her like, who the fuck is that person? I was like, that's not my mom.
Noah.
And then this other
guy.
He's
funny when he's drunk.
He was being a little grumpy. I don't know what his problem was, but.
So Noah punched him in the balls.
No. He went outside to smoke or do something. And so I told this other girl, I'm like, hey, you should sleep with him so he's not so grumpy. She said she was offended.
Bitch.
I'm like, oh, come on, we all do it, right?
Sleep with people so they're not grumpy?
Well, have sex. that was it. I'm moving home.
Noah's not going to have a job on Monday.
I'll have a job. I didn't pull my, you know, my thing out or anything.
That you remember.
Oh, well, that's good.
No, I remember.
The world remembers.
And that girl, the girl that was mostly focused on, she's out of there anyway. She's not working there anymore.
Okay.
Fuck that whore.
Oh, no, she's nice.
Whore. Dirty whore.
Dirty whore.
Anything else exciting? Some girls are playing, like, board games at the bar. It's interesting.
Hmm.
Like, I broke the seal, so I was going to the bathroom and peeing a lot. So I would walk by them, and first they're playing Uno, and then they're playing Bingo, and then they left. I walked by again, they weren't there anymore. I just thought that was odd. We'll go to the bar, play some Uno.
Oh, shit. Living it up.
I want to play board games, but not be responsible for fixing my own alcohol.
But maybe that's their ploy. Because I talked to them for a minute. Maybe people get interested. They talk to them. They meet people. Maybe that's why they don't do it at home. I spun their little bingo thing. Bingo spinner.
I bet you did. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I really don't.
I think you do. Oh. Yeah, all right. It's starting to sink in.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
You're an idiot, Tim.
It's all sunk in.
Idiot!
Andy, anything exciting?
I'm trying to think. Nah, you know, just normal work craziness. Getting strange looks from people that I work with.
What are you doing? Pull up your pants.
I made some crack about wanting to swap the crappy little monitor I have for a widescreen monitor that's got some more real estate on it. That's, like, not being used for anything. It's hooked up to a dead computer, so, like, nobody's using it. I'm just going to take it. Like, don't take it. Make sure you get permission first. I'm like, no. I'm going to take it, and then I'm going to dress it in stripes so that when everybody walks by, it's very slimming and no one will notice it's a widescreen. And that phrase right there, everyone looked like their head hurt.
I can't imagine why.
So I'm going to twist it sideways, and when people walk by and go, hey, I should twist mine sideways. Huh, mine doesn't look the same. I'll just tell them it's because I'm taller than them. Then they really look like their heads hurt.
I would actually like a monitor that twists sideways.
Yeah, I actually tested it out. Like, I twisted the widescreen one sideways. Was like, oh yes. Less scrolling, more shit fits up and down.
Well, they have ones that have, like, a actual rotation thing, so, like, you mm-hmm. can actually turn them. You don't have to, like, just prop them up. I don't know how yours is.
Yeah, this one's, it's got a rotating connector on the back.
Ah, that'd be so nice. Because I read comic books on my computer sometimes. Yeah, like, it'd be nice if I could fit, like, a whole page on the screen.
Yeah, because until your widescreen goes wide enough that you can stick two things next to each other comfortably, it's like, hey, look at all that extra white space over on the edge that the web designers didn't use, because nobody uses a monitor that wide.
Well, so I use a program to read the comic books,
Nerd.
And I can do it so it'll fit the screen. The only problem mm-hmm. is it's so small I can't read the text.
Yeah, yep, and if you turn it sideways, it's more like printed page kind of layout.
Exactly.
Yep.
Only thing it would suck for is like when they do those big splash pages where it goes over multiple, more than one page.
You know what you need? A second widescreen monitor sitting next to the first.
That would be nice.
Were actually two of the widescreens sitting right next to each other. I twisted them both sideways, put them up next to each other, and someone went, oh, I don't know about that. That seems ominous. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is fucking glorious. You're going to come in on Monday and I'm going to have stolen this. This will be my desk.
I actually worked with a guy that had that set up. He had two widescreen monitors that were turned vertically, horizontally, whatever, vertically.
Oh yeah, I've got designs on making that mine.
You shall be mine. What?
No, nothing. It was great, Axel.
Yeah,
that's right. Welcome to the jungle, Tim.
You're gonna Axel die. Sound like,
why does Axel sound like Mickey Mouse when he talks? Oh, hey, everybody.
What are you talking about?
Chinese democracy is in stores now, huh?
Hey, Slash, cut out all the heroin.
Brock!
Wait, now he's a parrot?
Apparently. I don't know why your version kind of sounded like the David Tell parrot to me. I don't know why.
I'm funny to play just that last part for people, and then who is he doing an impression of? I don't know, some sort of parrot mouse? Nope. Axl Rose. You fail. I fail? Yes, you fail.
My nose is running. It's a little cold in here.
Oh, speaking of
yes,
viewing things
as
if they were on a printed page, anyone else just a little bit excited to hear about what Apple's going to be doing with the tablet this week?
Nope.
I am very excited.
That is exactly how I expected that vote to break out.
Tim's like, I could give a shit.
Then why not just say, hey, Noah, let's talk about Apple so Tim can get some rest.
And supposedly there's rumors they're going to also announce the new iPhone OS with supposedly a lot of changes to make it, you know, the best phone on the market right now.
Yeah, like the...
like multitasking.
Multitasking, and, yep. I'm eager for that.
You know what's interesting? Like, for the most part, I don't use multitask. Like, I jailbroke my iPhone, so I can multitask.
Mm-hmm.
But the only time I ever really use it is, like, when I'm using my Runkeeper app to track my runs and I want to go do other things. Like, when I was on my walk yesterday, I kept seeing, like, weird-ass shit. Like, I saw... Oh, yeah, I forgot. I didn't... Yeah. Anyways, I was walking down the street. All of a sudden, I see this guy help this girl into a trunk. She gets into the trunks, you know, curls up so she can fit in. He shuts the door. Like, four people get in the car, and then it just takes off.
What the hell's going on? No, don't worry about that. That's my trunk, bitch.
I was like, what? I was trying to think of reasons you want someone in a trunk. I'm like, well, the drive-in, but the drive-in's not open now. It's daytime.
What about, like, you know, you're worried, like, you get a flat, and you gotta go into the trunk and get the spare out and switch the spare out for the flat? This is like, you know, if you got one bitch and, like, she just starts acting the fool, you got to kick her ass out. You got a spare bitch in the trunk and you just pull the bitch out.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you, man. Trunk bitch.
Slap some lug nuts on her and she's good to go?
Yep. And by lug nuts, I mean D's nuts. I call them lug nuts because I got to lug them around everywhere.
Is Tim all right?
Tim is left.
Oh, I just stopped paying attention. I thought you were talking about Apple.
No, we're talking about bitches and trunks.
Oh, I'm for that.
Wait, did you really just stop listening?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, we've been off Apple for a while. Well, I mean, technically this is a non-Apple story within an Apple story, but...
There's no reason for me to stay tuned then.
And then, when I was walking, I saw some other guy stick his hand in the window of a car and pretend like he's shooting him. Like, bang, bang, or no, some gun noise. It was more manly than bang.
Pew, pew, pew!
See, I immediately go to, like, or some other noise. I go for less manly.
Of course you did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Swing and a miss.
Awesome.
What?
I said swing and a miss.
I just heard a loud boom outside, and I knew it had been raining basically nonstop since last night. Wind advisory in effect, basically for the rest of the time that we're going to be tancasting. Flood watch in effect until 10 o'clock this evening. Tornado watch also in effect until 10 o'clock this evening.
Hooray!
Oh, no, sorry. The tornado watch is just until 6 o'clock this evening.
Oh, you are so pussies. Lucky, dude.
There was a there were tornado watches in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Santa Clara County.
And Los Angeles. Like, Long Beach had a tornado watch last week.
Craziness. I don't think much came of it.
No.
I think people watched and nothing happened.
Yeah, that's typically how tornado watches happen here.
I went back and forth to L.A. in one day because I was up here doing shows, and then I had a show in L.A., and I had another show this weekend up here in the Bay Area. And so I had to drive down 5, and then midway down there, one of those, you know, those signs that they have on the freeway that are like the light up that they can – it's normally they just say, report drunk drivers. Like, oh, go for it.
Nice, report drunk drivers. Kiss my ass, cracker.
As a drunk driver plows into him.
Well, now I'll report this one. How about that? Like, how am I supposed to know? First of all, how am I supposed to know they're drunk? They could just be Asian. Like, how am I supposed to tell how bad they're driving? Like, maybe they're just bad drivers. How am I supposed to know? But anyway, this one said, I-5 is closed at the Grapevine. Take alternate route. But that's all it said. Like, I'm like, well, what alternate route? So then I turned to the little, you know, how they have a AM station that will tell you traffic info. So it said, take 58 to 14. I'm like, great. So I get to the point where 58 is, and I take it, and 58 east to 14 south. That's specifically what it says. So I'm on 58 forever, and it's getting later and later, and 14 is not showing. But, like, you have to drive through Bakersfield. Some of it is, like, an actual street. Like, it's not a freeway anymore. You're just driving through a city. Like, hey, look, there's a Fuddruckers. Like, what am I doing? Anyway, so finally I'm texting and calling. Actually, Alyssa helped and my wife helped. Like, Alyssa texted me at that moment going, hey, we're talking about you in the Nostalgia chat room. I'm like, well, can one of you look up where Highway 14 is? Because I've been driving east of 58, and I think I'm almost in Nevada. And then
were you just need to go further?
I just needed to go further. It was the longest fucking detour ever. And then when I got there, I'm pretty sure 5 had reopened.
Sweet.
And it sucked.
What? How could that suck, Tim?
I forgot the part that sucked. When I was like, well, I wonder if I'm still in the right place. I turned on the radio station, you know, the traffic advisory. The station was gone. Like, it just stopped broadcasting.
They're like, fuck it, we're done.
And it hasn't. And even on the return trip, it still had not started rebroadcasting. I was like, you suck. Hey, for traffic information, turn to fuck off. How about that?
That could have been the Martians.
Fuck off and die. FM. Actually,
die in a fire.
Die in a Christmas fire. Alyssa sent me a text. I officially listened to you guys too much because I sold someone to die in a fire. A Christmas fire, to be specific. Way to go, Alyssa. You tell them. They probably did deserve to die in a Christmas fire.
And in my mind, that other lady who didn't heed the warnings about what there's now going to be arguments in her daughter's school about getting raped by superheroes.
I should say,
I heard on Tancast who's the utmost authority on superhero rape.
What you need to do is insert kryptonite into your anus to keep Superman out of there. There's some argument about whether this will give you cancer or not.
Or whether or not you can obtain it.
But I would say, in a world where Superman exists, there's kryptonite.
I would say, in a world where kryptonite is still a very rare meteor, it is highly unlikely you will get your hands on some in time for Superman to stop raping you.
And I will say, I'll take the butt rape and not have the ass cancer.
You may die. More immediately.
Maybe yeah, but
die quick at the tip of Superman's dick, or die slow from ass cancer.
But you can fight it.
I guess you can, like, do other shit. You can spend your life pooing into a bag. Wow, we've run out of things on Tancast. We've looped.
The problem is, the Superman rape debate is an endless wellspring.
Yes, you're right. It is.
I don't think it'll ever be settled until Superman shows up.
It's like soap operas and amnesia shows. You just can't stop going back to that well. Speaking of going back to that well, Tim, I haven't started watching 24 yet. I wanted to get some input.
Okay, before we go to that,
yeah,
I wonder if anyone's been raped by someone in a Superman costume. That's all. I'm just curious. Listeners, write in if you've ever been raped by someone.
Oh!
If you have,
6 billion people on the planet, probably, 10% of them know who Superman is, maybe more. Trying to be conservative here.
Work it out. Write it down, Tim. Andy.
Trying to think of what the percentage of rapists is.
I don't know. I'm sure you could Google it.
I'm Googling Superman and rape, and I haven't come up with much of anything conclusive.
Oh. Well, if you heard anything. Oh, and you see someone sent us a thing about Taco Bell is going to, they tweeted it, going to have breakfast again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did not see that.
They just sent it to me and Andy.
Oh,
there's like a little news article. They've been testing it. Now they're going to roll it out.
Yeah.
Nationwide.
How a Superman rescued me from a date rape horror.
Well, that's getting closer.
Rape drug mom saved by Superman.
Are they now they
stuff to do? Wait. Okay, I put in. Here's what I Googled in Google News. Superman rape. Fourth thing, stuff to do in Evansville. That's the name of the article.
Wow.
If any of our listeners are headed towards Evansville, get the fuck out.
I don't know what's going on there.
You're driving towards Evansville, all of a sudden you see a sign on the side that says, "Welcome to Evansville, population 3,000. Watch your butt."
Stuff to do in Evansville. Like, I don't even want to read. If I read the story, it's going to ruin it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's magic now. It'll become mundane. Ooh. I forgot about something funny at work. So, apparently, one of the guys at work had read about how there's been an explosion of well-paid Japanese business ladies in Japan who are, like, unmarried, and now they're starting to, like, you know, want, shall we say, air quotes, companionship. But that there's this whole thing about liking, like, tall, blonde-haired guys with, like, light eyes and, you know, because I guess that's exotic in Japan. So there were a bunch of guys at work making these plans because I guess, like, a slow month is, like, $80,000 or $60,000 or something like that. Slow month of working as an exotic foreign male escort in Japan.
But then you gotta perform on command, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Viagra and GHB. Dick goes hard, mind goes blank. Get right on in there.
That doesn't sound appealing. Andy, you're worth more than that.
No, I'm not. And I'd like to be.
Wait, did you say fat?
I did not say fat. I'm still doing some research.
Okay, so, like, maybe you want to throw it by the wife first?
Oh, no. She's quite down with it.
All right. Yeah.
She's like, you have $1 million in 1 year doing that. She's like, yeah, you can sling some cock for a year for $1 million.
Wow.
Like, I'll be okay with that. My wife is a pragmatist. My wife also likes $1 million.
Would you let Danelle hoard out for $1 million?
Nope.
Yeah, see,
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't either with my wife.
That's nice that you wouldn't let Danelle hoard out for $1 million.
I wouldn't. Yes. I'd be like, Danelle, get that dick out of your mouth. Go home.
Go home.
Danelle, you're worth more than that. Put my dick in your mouth.
Oh,
no.
Because mine's not actually paying. In fact, you're paying my dick to be in your mouth.
Stop
but
it. I would rather talk about Superman raping people. I would rather talk about Superman raping dead babies on Hitler's corpse than continue this line of quiet talk.
I think it's making Tim uncomfortable.
Yes.
What? Tim uncomfortable? That's crazy.
Because Andy's going into way too much detail, and he's thinking it out way too much.
It'd be nice if she wore that boot top she has. You know that one.
See, he's got this whole picture in his mind and a little chubby forming.
Nope. Limp is Christmas.
Christmas?
I'm making new idioms. Just
limp
that
as Christmas.
Limp is Christmas.
Oh, here's something that sucks. I don't know. You guys don't. Yeah, I said something to Noah about this, and he had a funny reaction. I was like, I don't know if you noticed, I changed some things in the Tan store. He's like, you know, oddly enough, I don't check that every day, the Tan store. But there used to be some shirts that said, I will chimp out on you, and an angry, like, angry chimp eyes. Mm-hmm. There was some shirt. I think there was even a mug and, like, some. I took all of those out of there and replaced them with new products because there is a website called chimpout.com. It is all about racism. Chimp out refers to going black. So it's just this big...
As opposed to being acting like an actual chimpanzee, which is an animal and not a black person.
Yes.
So did someone bring this to your attention? Or...
Well, I was listening... No, well, not technically. I was listening to Distorted View, and he likes to quote from racist websites to mock them. And I was like, chimp out? Really? Is that... Okay, great. I don't want to be seen as supporting chimpout.com. So fuck chimpout.com. Fuck them right in their ass.
Did you check it out? Oh, okay. I guess it's a forum. It's a set of forums.
Yeah.
Nigger song, the nigger joke thread, fucked up niggers. Crazy.
A little disturbing, isn't it?
No, not so much. I mean, I know they're out there. They use the internet, too.
Really? I didn't think they were smart enough to use the internet.
Well, maybe not the internet, but the internet, I think they're good with.
Yeah.
I can prove to you the level of capability that it takes to get on the internet.
Yes.
Tancast.
We are way smarter than racists. I'm going to put that out there. It's a bold statement, but I stand by it.
I am Jewish, and I hate niggers. Filthy scums. All they do is cause trouble, steal, rape. I can't name one good thing niggers have contributed to society. My dad says the only good nigger is a dead nigger. Wow. You know, I mean, it does amaze me that people still think like this.
And the,
yeah, like they say that shit and mean it. That like there's no mocking, there's no irony, there's no like they're saying it to like really just hit the accelerator and make fun of somebody else's small-minded racistness.
Like I can kind of, I mean, you know, I can understand someone, you know, they had a bad experience, you know, a black person did something bad to them and they just generally don't like them. But when they believe things like, you know, they've never done anything good. You know, a good one is a dead one. It's like, really? That is long. That's a very strong hate. Like, where does that come from?
Stupidity. I'm going to go out on a limb and say stupidity.
Seriously? But, like, I don't know. No group of people. Like, even, I would say, even, like, Al-Qaeda doesn't make me hate all you know, Middle Easterners or whatever. And they fucking killed 3,000 Americans.
In one day.
Even the Nazis don't make me hate all Germans. So, like, what the fuck could black people have done? That's worse than 9/11 and the Holocaust combined. Nothing. There's no way. Especially if we contributed nothing to society, then we haven't contributed that big a disaster.
Yeah. You know, my favorite bit about the real, like, honest, hardcore racism like this is that my mental image is poor white folk who hate poor black folk. It's like, oh, if it wasn't for these poor black folks, if it wasn't for these niggers over here, our lives would be so much better. No, I could still be shit-eating motherfuckers living out in backwoods nowhere.
You just have to figure out somebody else to blame for it.
Yeah, probably poor Mexican folk. Hey, poor folk, stop blaming other poor folk. They're not the man. They're not keeping you down.
It's the rich niggers that keep you down.
Yeah, and all the rich niggers are white.
That's why we need to storm AIG with pitchforks.
I found this, and it's kind of funny to me. It says, vulgar but funny nigger prank phone call. I like how they have to put vulgar in there.
It's a racist, you know, if you're calling it nigger prank phone call, you're vulgar already, so.
Exactly.
Ass.
Hey, talking about niggers was okay, but it's vulgar, so, you know, I made content.
Hey, did you say duty farts? All right, put it not safe for work on that.
Oh, wow. They even have a little video with, like, a racist picture.
You're poisoning your soul, Noah.
I'm what?
You're poisoning your soul.
I'm poisoning my soul.
Back away slowly. And awkward.
We're all just quietly sad about the racism.
I'm quietly happy.
I think black people should do something to earn all this hate. I think we should get together and organize. Like, look, if they're going to hate us anyway, let's start fucking them in the ass.
Yep.
Let's find out who the racists are and fuck them in the ass.
I'll give you something to hate about.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'll give you something to hate about.
Come here, country boy.
I was like, I was listening to... Back when I came to visit you the one time, Tim, we were on our way listening to NPR, and they were interviewing people who were, you know, afraid about Barack Obama being elected president. And, like, one lady actually said, you know, like, black people are going to go crazy if he gets elected president. They're going to start pushing white people off the sidewalk. Like, I'm like, really? That's what you think black people are going to do all of a sudden? Like, fucking black man president, I'm going to push you off the sidewalk, bitch, get off!
I was like, yeah, if black people have immunity, you think pushing out the sidewalk is where we're stopping? Not even close. We're going to take your white woman. That's what we're going to do.
I like the idea that, like, Barack Obama gets, like, the president, and, like, black people just go crazy, and Barack's like, it's cool, don't worry about it.
Get off my motherfucking sidewalk. It's my time now. Obama!
You white people got walking the street for the next 4 years.
Oh, racism.
Is there ever a time that you're not funny?
It's like chicken soup for the soul.
No, it's like fried chicken for the soul.
Aww. Had to give you that one. Oh, so 24.
Oh, yes. Yeah, 24.
So Indiana Jones.
Let's see. I don't think you'll like it, because it... I mean, it's 24, but it still has the same shit you don't like.
Yeah, there's already one annoying subplot.
Yeah.
There's somebody...
Didn't that start in, like, the first episode, Tim? Or...
Yeah, I think it was already in the first episode. Yeah. He shows up in the first... When I was flying to and from Minnesota, there was a preview of it on the plane, and they talk about her character and her character's unfortunate secret that comes back to haunt her. And I was like, oh, great. And then it comes back in the very first hour. I'm like, oh, fuck me. That's just stupid. How do these people... Like, okay, there's apparently someone working for CTU who apparently has started a whole new identity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's not necessarily, like, we don't know what her old past is, but she's trying to leave it behind her, and of course it catches up with her right during this crisis. And it's like, fucking, how the fuck do these people keep getting employed by the government? Like, oh, well, this person doesn't seem to exist before 2003. Well, whatever.
Like, really? Like, the government can't track out who this woman is, but this bumfuck from I don't know where can figure out where the fuck she is and figure out where she lives and shit. Really?
Oh, 24.
And I know it's just going to dovetail into the plot some incredulously unbelievable way.
Like, she'll have to compromise the investigation because... of this guy. Yeah, it's retarded. And there's already that kind of snarkiness between, you know, coworkers.
Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Yep, done. Dear 24, you know what? I'm going to tweet so 24 hears this.
Live tweeting during the show.
Yep.
If you're listening to this, yeah. Well, it's too late. But if you saw him tweet, it was during the show.
Yep.
Chloe's back, and yeah, she's having conflicts. You know, she always has conflicts, but with, like, her boss. You know, did you know she's a comedian, Tim?
Yeah, I saw her on the John Oliver's stand-up New York show special goodness, whatever it's called.
Yeah, you know what was really funny about that? She took the stage and I went, that looks like the chick from 24. My wife just looks at me like that was, I don't know, a thing.
You are a thing.
She goes, and then the girl says, I'm the kind of person who would, you know, maybe like fight a terrorist, like somebody who might work for some sort of counter-terrorism unit of some sort. And I face-palmed.
It's funny because I argued with Danelle about whether or not that was her. I was like, is that her or is that just someone who looks like her? She's like, that's her. I'm like, but she's not a comic? And then I listened to her act and I was like, see? Boom!
Bing zing a dong.
Boom! Tim, making friends, making sure he doesn't get hired in the industry. By the way, fuck Jay Leno.
By the way, fuck carrots.
Fuck carrots.
Yeah, she was on some late night show. It might have been Conan. And it looked like she was on drugs. It was very odd. And I was like, wow, she is very different than her Chloe character. Like, I mean, not that everyone who acts, you know, is just like that in real life, but sometimes you can see the character in them. And it's like, mm-hmm. Nope, she is not like the Chloe character at all.
No.
Did you guys watch any of that Hope for Haiti concert?
No. Andy?
No.
All right. Well, I DVR'd the whole thing. If you guys want to come over, we can watch it.
All right, let me hop on that plane.
I found it annoying that nobody introduced themselves and there was no, like, line of text underneath them because there was, like, a lot of people. The only, except for her fucking Anderson Cooper from CNN, who kept saying it. Like, fuck, we know who you are, dude.
I'm Anderson Cooper. Are you still Anderson Cooper?
Where are you from?
You may not know who Anderson Cooper is. Someone out there may not know.
Fucking people know. But, like, it was, like just generic.
Didn't they have musicians, like, who you would know better than Anderson Cooper?
Well, like Bruce Springsteen, obviously doesn't need to introduce himself. Beyonce, I knew who that was. But generic white guys playing guitar, no fucking idea. Who the hell are you guys?
Jonas Brothers.
Hey,
I don't
know. Hey, generic white guys, how you doing?
Did you have the same response when you were watching The Last Conan?
You mean that band at the end?
Yep.
Yeah, I was like, is that a dude from ZZ Top?
Yes.
And then someone said Beck was in there?
Yep.
That was crazy. I had no. I was like, there's Will Ferrell and a bunch of other people.
I was like, hey, Will Ferrell, the dude from ZZ Top, whose name I don't know, but who appears on Bones as Angela's father. Beck! Huh. And the black guy playing the slide guitar looked familiar, but I couldn't place him.
Was the pregnant lady anybody?
Might have been Robert Randolph.
I know fucking
slide idea. Guitar.
He looked kind of like the dude who was in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Who struck a deal with the devil.
Oh, so older guy?
No, he was a young
actually,
dude.
Actually, I don't remember the black guy. Brother, Where Art Thou?
He sold his soul to the devil at the crossroads to play this guitar, this here guitar real nice.
I don't remember him.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Here is a picture of Robert Randolph.
Yeah, it could be that guy. He wasn't making that face, though.
He's being raped by Superman.
Yeah.
Is that the face you make, Tim?
Where's my kryptonite? Where's my kryptonite suppository? This is horrible.
I said, is that the face you make, Tim?
I've never been raped by Superman, but I imagine you don't make a pleasant face.
How do you know? How do you know, like, grinning, cheesing?
Ah.
That
just
is
like
refreshing.
Like you had some Alka-Seltzer. Ah.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Slop, slop, jizz, jizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Nice. We are class act.
Yep, that's why I feel free saying fuck Jay Leno, because I'm pretty sure NBC is long stopped listening by now.
What? I think they're just about to hire you. So you said fuck Jay Leno. I'm like, no, that guy's out. Move on.
Oh, Last Comic Standing is coming up again, so I probably have to stay out all night in the cold to audition.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Bring you some hot cocoa, Tim?
Could you? That'd be great.
You have yourself some fun there, and while you're at it, fuck Jay Leno. he had every opportunity to be a class act, to, you know, go out on top, to go do something else, to remake himself, to go explore other opportunities, to do all sorts of shit. But he took his same tired shtick to a different time slot, and then when it didn't go okay, took his old time slot back.
Douche.
Yeah. But man, on the exact opposite end of the spectrum, that speech that Conan gave right at the end.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was fucking classy.
Was it classy or was it full of hate?
No, it was very classy.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, Michael Ian Black had posted on his blog, actually I retweeted a link to one of them. But some, like, kind of well thought out, not jokey shit about, like, that he felt like a lot of people were sort of taking the whole Conan O'Brien thing as, like, a, you know, yeah, I'm unemployed, and now, you know, just nobody's safe anymore, and, like taking it too personal when Conan's going to be okay. He's talented, he's got a bunch of people that he works with, he's got connections in the industry, he's made a bunch of money, he's getting a bunch of money to walk away from it. It's not like some... like, the universe just opened up and shat all over Conan O'Brien. But then...
Yeah, like, it's just like he's going to be out on the street.
Hey, Noah, guess what time it is?
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
This TanCast Noah Mike Fail is sponsored by the official TanCast store at cafepress.com/TanCast, where now, by popular demand, you can buy a shirt that says words. Words, 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 words. And something for the ladies, a shirt that says, I'm a Tan Nasty. Find all that and more at cafepress.com/TanCast, or click the link in the show notes. And now, back to the show.
Well, Noah's mic fails, I'd like to take the opportunity to say that the guy who sold his soul in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Was a character named Tommy Johnson, played by a person named Chris Thomas King.
And I forgot what we were talking about.
Conan O'Brien.
We were talking about... No.
We weren't?
I don't think so.
We were talking about the guitar people and how Conan was
how
a class
was
act.
After that, though? We'd moved on. You were in the middle of something. Oh, yeah, okay, we were talking about Conan O'Brien, about Michael Ian Black's blog, about how Conan's going to be all
right. Oh, yep. Right. I was just saying, I don't think he's going to be on the street, you know, begging for money or homeless, asking to stay with people.
Mm-hmm.
Although, Conan, you can crash on my futon. Don't you worry about it.
Don't you worry, baby.
You're always welcome in the Bab House. Jay Leno, you can eat a dick.
Oh! Yeah, so
I cast thee out!
Conan goes off the air basically saying, you know, there's been a lot of talk about what I can and can't say about NBC, and, you know, he said something like,
tonight I really am allowed to say whatever I want, and what I want to say is this. Between my time at Saturday Night Live, the late night show, and my brief run here on the Tonight Show, I've worked with NBC for over 20 years. Yes, we have our differences right now. Yes, we're going our separate ways. But this company has been my home for most of my adult life. I am enormously proud of the work we've done together, and I want to thank NBC for making it all possible. I really do.
He's just like going on and on and on. And something about...
And all I ask is one thing, and this is... I'm asking this particularly of young people that watch. Please do not be cynical. I hate cynicism. For the record, it's my least favorite quality. It doesn't lead anywhere. Nobody in life gets exactly what they thought they were going to get. But if you work really hard and you're kind, amazing things will happen. I'm telling you, amazing things will happen. I'm telling you.
It's like, wow, holy shit. Conan wins. Like, Conan wins at being a person.
Yeah, because, like, that you see Jay Leno show that same night. So, I guess we're going back to the Tonight Show about March. I have a big chin.
Spot on impression.
Yeah. That actually sounds about like David Letterman's Jay Leno.
Oh, did you see David Letterman say, he's like, so apparently part of Conan's exit deal is that he can't make fun of NBC. That's all right. I'll handle that. So people are like, so you make a lot of jokes about Jay Leno, not a lot of jokes about Conan O'Brien, and I can only say it's for one reason. It's just fun. I just enjoy it, making jokes about Jay Leno.
It's just a good time. It's just a party.
And he said that like three times. Like, I just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Not like in the same episode either. Like, it was like over several nights. He's like, what can I tell you? I enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh, man, that dude's got to be fucking bitter still.
Lennon, yeah, especially to see it happen again.
Yep.
And I was pretty sure that Lennon. Yeah, good, Lennon and McCartney. I just thought I'd just blip back to that for no good reason. Letterman and Conan were somewhat tight, because I remember Letterman came on Late Night with Conan right after Conan took over. Mm-hmm. Like, he was like one of his first guests, if not his first guest. And he's like, yeah, it'd be nice if I could stop by over here every so often, because I'm pretty sure I won't be invited on The Tonight Show.
And they were both going for The Tonight Show, right?
Yes.
It had been all but promised to Letterman. And, like, the network folk got cold feet about what Carson leaving was going to mean for their old folk demographic.
Fortunately, Jay Leno delivers the old folks. I got an argument about on Mice Chat. Well, we ended up talking a lot about Conan again. Sorry, everybody. oh, by the way, especially to our international listeners. Like, fuck,
hey, guess
we don't
what?
Watch this
you
bullshit?
Can find Conan O'Brien on the internet. It's fucking hilarious. I wish I'd watched
more
of it.
If you go to Hulu and search the Jay Leno show, uh-huh. Look at all the tags. Anybody can tag the shows on Hulu because it's tagged with Backstabber, Not Funny, Hack, Team Conan. That's the Jay Leno show. That's just cracked me up. Like, every clip I saw was like, fuck him. Not fuck him, but no actual swear words, but all this disparaging shit towards Jay Leno.
I went and searched for Leno on Hulu, and I moused over the obvious result. Mm-hmm. Just mousing over so it does this little Hulu pop-up thing. Tags. Unfunny egomaniac sucks horrible hack.
Yep.
Just the top five tags that it brought back. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
If you bring up the tags, there are 148 people have tagged it unfunny, 120 egomaniac, 116 sucks, 110 horrible. You know what? I'm going to get down to Team Coco, worst, idiot, epic, fail, jackass, phony, dinosaur, dull as dirt, pathetic, not funny, Coco forever, dickwad, sad, snake, lowbrow, NBC screw-up, won't watch this crappy comedian, dead horse beater, loser troll, walking worst comedian, even my mom won't... let's see. Even my mom won't watch this. Sycophant, awful, hates America, old folks home, Zucker's pet.
That was my favorite. Hates America.
Corporate chill. I'm trying to find a positive one. Big jaw.
Do you think that this is going to affect his numbers at all?
No, because this is the internet being pissed off. This isn't the actual people who are watching.
So you don't really
to begin
think
with.
People were fans before, and now they're like, fuck him.
I think he's probably lost very few original fans. The bounce to 10 o'clock was probably more damaging to his fan base.
Whatever fan base he had in the younger demographic, I would say is virtually gone now. But I don't know how much that was to begin with. I'm pretty sure they were all already watching Letterman and or Daily Show Colbert.
Yeah, so Jaywalking, Comics, Comedy, and Variety have 7, 6, 5, and 5 votes. Those are the first positive ones, and they're at the bottom of page one.
But the best part of this, you know who owns Hulu? NBC.
Yep.
That just amused me. They can't even stop it on their own site. But that just goes to show the old people are not the ones using Hulu.
Oh, the dude playing the slide guitar? Ben Harper.
Batman.
Oh!
Ben Harper?
Ben Harper.
Was he in?
He's black?
Yeah.
Mix, I think. And married to the girl from, Jurassic Park.
Laura Dern?
African-American and Cherokee ancestry on his father's side. His mother was Jewish.
For some reason, I've always pictured Ben Harper as a white guy, but I don't know that I've ever seen him.
He's got a white name.
Yeah, that's pretty white. Hi, I'm Ben Harper.
Yeah.
I'm Ben Harper the Negro.
And the dude who was the ZZ Top guy was Billy Gibbons. Or
is
Reverend
that Billy Gibbons?
G.
Is that a guy from ZZ Top?
Yes.
Okay.
So he didn't just look like a ZZ Top guy. He was a ZZ Top guy. Yeah.
I like me some Ben Harper. I would like to see him. I have yet to see him live, and I would like to.
I believe he played with Ringo Starr on The Daily Show recently.
Cool. I still want to see him like in person, not on the television.
I'm not that big about seeing people in person.
I'm not so much anymore, but there's a couple people I'm like, you know, I would like to see that person live.
The only one I regret not having seen in person, well, musician-wise, is Michael Jackson.
Mm. U2 does a hell of a live show.
Meh, couldn't care less.
You seen him live?
Oh, yeah. My wife got me tickets for my birthday. This is back when we lived in California. Before we had a kid. Took away our lives.
Before things got shitty. So I was talking to... Somebody was asking me about, you know, the various members of TanCast. It might have been last night, actually. Uh-huh. And they were like, so why is one of them in Georgia? I was like, well, him and his wife worked at a company that moved them out to Georgia, but then they both got laid off from that company. Oh, wait, am I allowed to say that?
Sure, why not?
I'm like, we can cut all that out. It's not like it was, you know, connected to anything else.
No, because we'd talked about the fact that, you know, that I was looking for a new job back in January.
Right, but I wasn't sure if we were keeping a secret about your wife.
Oh, no, she's staying home with the kid now.
All right.
I'm the breadwinner. Yeah, that's fine. We can share all those things.
And I also worked for said company, and I was debating on whether to go there. I did not.
Yeah.
Because isn't it because your wife had no desire to move to Georgia?
Yeah, that was a big reason.
but then at that time she wasn't your wife. She was just some whore. So you could have gone if you think about it.
Well,
just,
we had been together for a while, quite a while.
Some whore.
Just some whore you were fucking.
I mean, and I think it worked out.
You know. Some girl you were clipping.
I'm what the fuck?
Some tang he was wanging.
Yeah, it worked out. Because now, you know, I have a good job. I have a house.
I'm surprised by that. I was telling somebody, someone was like, so I guess your listenership is mostly like teenage boys. I was like, you'd be surprised how many mothers listen to us.
Yep.
And they're like, really? I'm like, yes. I know you would be, because I am. In fact, I told Danelle, she's like, what the fuck?
Going on with this
You know
world.
Why? Because after just fucking day of hearing goddamn Bob the Builder and all the, and Dora the Explorer and everything else.
I'm a map.
Like, no, I need some evil to counteract this, or I'm just going to, like, turn into sugar or something. Oh, speaking of... I'm going to write a quick blog entry up about this, too, but... speaking of the fact that people were asking about other members of Tancast, mm-hmm. Well, while it is amusing to watch people try to figure out who I am and out me and everything like that, please stop.
Seriously.
I'm not anonymous because it's a game. Like, you know, if it didn't matter, I'd have my face up on Tancast. I'd have my full name up on Tancast. I'd be like, you know what, fuck it, this is something I do. But, yeah, just for, like, job reasons and everything, the need to continue to be able to find... gainful employment in corporate America, I kind of have to keep Tancast a couple of degrees removed from my real life. So don't try to find out my real last name. Don't try to find pictures of me. Don't post stuff in the links. Just please don't. It's
yeah, there's no prize. The prize is Tancast off is happening. So
yeah. Yeah, because if it really gets bad, like if it's going to affect my ability to get a job, I will take my ball and go home. I will burn this fucking thing to the ground. Because feeding my family comes
Jesus
first.
Christ.
No. I'm saying, you know, like if the stakes are, like it might keep me from getting a job, Tancast will go away, because feeding my family comes first. This is awesome. You know, I love that listeners are amused. I love that I get together with you guys and just shoot the shit. That it kind of gives us an excuse to sort of keep the ties together and everything like that. But being able to earn income, far and away, my priority.
What? Bullshit.
What? You can just live in your car.
No, I can't.
He's tiny. He doesn't take up a lot of room. He's got the back seat.
They'd take the car, too.
What?
They'd take the car. If I wasn't getting any money, the bank would come for the car, too.
Not if you drive away.
The car can go places.
Yes, until I run out of money and to buy gas.
That's when you steal things.
That's when you go to
Japan. Is this your first day?
$1 million. Or China, or wherever.
That's when you become a vigilante.
That's like when Batman. I turned to my life of crime because of Tancast.
That's right, baby. That's right.
Gotta keep the dream alive. We're cold and starving, but if I can park outside of Starbucks, I can catch some Wi-Fi.
And then you can taunt the police through Tancast every week. Still haven't caught me, motherfuckers.
I'm out here. Come find me.
Then I'm the police bandit.
I'm the Tan bandit. Find me. Outload. Like, the police will try to out me.
Excellent.
All right. Well, we've given our listeners a good talking to. That's always important.
But understand, Mommy and Daddy still love you.
It wasn't meant to be a talking to. It was meant to be a request, a polite request.
Listen, you guys, mind your manners, or you're going to get no TV.
No, it was the...
No dessert, and you don't get to play with your friends.
Yeah. I'm just trying to clarify that I'm not Mysterious Andy because this is like, you know, some sort of scavenger hunt, find the Andy. I'm Mysterious Andy because I need to be.
There we go.
Whatever, I'm just being good cop to your bad cop.
All right. I'm being pleading cop. Noah, what are you going to be? You going to be black cop?
I'll just be Noah.
No.
Have you seen the preview for that, Andy?
No.
We're talking about Cop Out, in case you're
Cop Out.
the new Kevin Smith movie. Which doesn't look that great, nor looks like a Kevin Smith movie.
Well, he didn't write it.
Okay.
Is this A Couple of Dicks?
Used
yeah,
to be,
now
yeah.
It's called Cop Out.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a doubly funny title to me.
Because they copped out of A Couple of Dicks.
Yep.
I am going to see Kevin Smith at Macworld, though.
No one's going to see Kevin Smith at Macworld, yeah. It's a Mac attack.
I got a free ticket.
Free ticket to ride!
I filled out some survey, and I think I'm supposed to get another free ticket, but I don't know how I'm supposed to collect that free ticket. If I can get a free ticket, and Tim, do you want to go?
To where? To Macworld?
Oh, yeah. Fuck
sure.
Me.
I'll look into
my
it.
My whole house just creaked. Like, not like, ooh, it's windy outside. Like, my whole house went, oh, fuck.
Do you need to run to the basement?
No, there's no... I don't hear any alarms going off.
You got alarms?
Yeah, they're sirens.
Nice. Have you heard them go off?
Oh, yes. Well, they test them monthly, so you hear them then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mother's Day. My wife's first Mother's Day as a pregnant lady. We spent the day running up and downstairs to the basement because the tornado warnings kept going off.
You're like, all right, let's go down. Oh, it's definitely go back. Oh, no, let's go back down.
Yeah. Oh, one of her birthdays. We had plans to go to a concert in Atlanta, and we couldn't because... Like, the tornado, it wasn't like a tornado watch, it was like a tornado warning, whichever the more severe one is, watch or warning, I can never remember.
Well, goodbye, no.
But it was the, tornadoes are actively touching down in the area. If you do not have to leave your house, do not leave your house. So we canceled our plans.
What?
Pussies.
It's like a little adventure. It's like a real-life video game. Whoa, watch out for a tornado.
Yeah, tornadoes hit. Between us and where we were supposed to be going, tornadoes hit near where we were supposed to be going, and tornadoes hit north of where we live. So.
That was you losing a life.
Yes, it was. I'm all out of lives. I love how sad that is.
I'm all out of lives. I'm so dead without you.
I need a cheat code for more resets.
Right.
They're not all going to be golden. It's Tancast.
With you, Andy, you're lucky to get 20% golden.
I'm lucky if they're like tarnished copper.
He's lucky to get that fake gold that turns your skin green.
Thank you for saying tarnished copper somehow longer.
Yeah, that's how I roll. It was an honor to you. You say shit longer.
All right, should we wrap this up for a week?
Yeah, let's wrap this.
Skip-a-doo.
Why don't we wrap it up with the Andy hate? That's always good.
No, it's not hate.
Excuse me.
Not the hate.
Oh, so I wanted to ask this of our listeners, since we're towards the end, if the top five thing is something people enjoy or would like to continue, because we didn't get a whole lot of top five suggestions. We got some. And we obviously ignored them. Sorry about that. But we realized
we also don't have a whole lot of
no,
listeners.
No, no, no. That was the point. Is we got some, but we didn't get so many that we felt that we should continue to, you know, until we judged lazy. Lazy.
Well, we realized like we were going to start recording. Like, wait, we haven't planned this out, and we're literally about to start recording. So we'll just save the ones we got for another time. But also, we'd like to hear if people like. I kind of like when the shows have kind of a spine that they go on. You know, like the spine of the top five list, and then we talk about whatever, like we always do. But maybe other people don't like that. Maybe that's not why they listen to Tancast. I don't know. Throwing it out there. Let's see what people think.
To say that Tancast is flying by the seat of its pants is to assume pants.
Yeah, I'm not wearing pants.
Nope, me neither.
Little.
I got my pants on.
Get your pants off.
I got my big pants on. My big ball pants.
Get your big ball pants off.
I'm shaking my balls in the air.
Like you just don't care. Hey-o.
And I don't care. All right, it's a little breezy for that. Not breezy. It's just cold in here.
If we have to abandon house, I should probably put on some warmer clothing. Like clothing.
All right, well, we will catch you next week. Is anything going on next week? Nope. Yep.
Nothing I'm aware of.
Talk to you next week. Hopefully this episode went up sooner than last week. Sorry about that.
Tim got shit to do. We understand.
We'll be bringing the funny like we do every week.
I'll be bringing just a little bit of hate.
Yes, I totally fucked up my audio last week and had to start all over.
When you were processing it, right?
Yeah. Right.
Post-production.
Yeah, when I was converting my audio from an MP3 to a WAV and then back from a WAV to an MP3, somehow I had the volume all the way turned up one of the times, so it was like... I was like, fuck.
It could be like the demon version of Tancast. People could have done some slam dancing or something.
I'm T, Tim the...
Oh, fuck it. Never mind.
I'm T, the Tim and Tancast.
I'm T, the T that T'd.
It's T for two and two for T.
Eat your soul and make it pee.
There you go. I was one of the 20%.
There you go.
Eat your soul and make it pee. All right.
People don't realize souls are mostly water.
Excellent. All right. Good night, everybody.
Tip your waitress.
Love you.
Tip your mother. Call your waitress.
I love you all.
Okay.
Suck my balls.
I'm done with shit.
Thank you for listening to Tancast Episode 84. Don't forget to leave us a comment at Tancast.com. Let us know if you like these top 5 lists, or if you like, suggest a top 5 list by emailing us at yourmom@Tancast.com. Remember, subscribe via iTunes and leave us a review if you haven't already. Vote for us at Podcast Alley, and don't forget to visit the official Tancast store at cafepress.com/Tancast, or click the link in the show notes. We will see you back in the next week for more Tancast shit. We will see you back next week for more Tancast goodness. Fuck! This fucking Chinese food keeps repeating on me.
Tancast.
See you at the crossroad. See you at the crossroad.
Tim, are you bone thugging?
And harmonying. I guess I can't really harmonize by myself.
Nope.
Are you rolling some dice over there?
No, I'm using my a knife to stab into some paper.
Ah.
Excellent.
That's a good use of your time.
Isn't that what you normally do during Tancast? No?
Are you telling me like, no? Just stab the shit out of some paper. Die!
Shit, Negro, that's all you had to say.